Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. I will post a link to that website below. Now, Eric, you published an article, I believe it was, earlier today, on a quick thought. You just say in the title, juniors are cheap. And you know what? We look at, or at least I look at my portfolio, and I've seen a number of juniors drift lower. It's just been a slow time for the market. And unfortunately, with a lot of these juniors, they haven't had any drill results coming back from the assay labs. And that combined with some shares coming free trading from private placements done around 4 months ago, that can put some pressure on these juniors. And I'm not one to usually come out and say that I think that the market is offering great buying opportunities. I talk more big picture. But right now, look, I see what you're saying. There are a couple stocks that are on my radar that have dropped some by almost 50% that I'm saying, wow, it doesn't really make sense that it dropped this much just because of essentially a slow market. Give us some of the reasons why you think juniors are cheap, please.
Well, first of all, you made some good points there about free trading shares and the delay in assay labs. Honestly, I think it's a perfect storm right now because everyone remembers, or most people remember, what happened after the last U.S. election. Gold and silver got crushed, the miners got crushed, so everybody is having that in the back of their mind, especially when you have a day like yesterday, when the market is crashing and it brings or takes silver and gold with it, and the miners crashed, GDXJ was down, ended down like 7.5%, and then you have the assay labs, and I mean, everyone gets paranoid when the assays are slow, the assays are basically slow to come out, and I mean, understandably, because usually it means that, okay, no really interesting, you know, core was intercepted, so, I mean, basically nothing was rushed to the lab, but right now, even if you rush the core, you're not that much quicker than, you know, the time that it used to take when you sent it in a normal way. So I think everyone is on edge because of slow assays, because everyone loves an exciting market. And when the assays are slow, it's not exciting, because that's the number one greed factor, I think, in the junior mining sector. Everyone wants to get rich overnight through, you know, exploration results, basically, you know, hit that bonanza hole or whatever. So you have that, you have the free trading shares, you have the a day like yesterday going into the US election, and we remember what happened back then. So I think, honestly, it's a perfect storm in terms of, you know, undervaluing many of the shares out there, because everyone has so many reasons to sell, mostly for, you know, emotional reasons, because, I mean, obviously, no one knows what's going to happen and why the what will come out of the assays, etc. But I think that's weighing on sentiment, basically. And again, if you compare it to, let's say, 2016, I mean, with gold near $1,900, I would have assumed that GDXJ would be probably at least 100% higher than it is now. And we see, like, Newmont Mining came out with They hiked dividends by 70%, I think, made like $1.3 billion US in free cash flow last quarter. So, I mean, this sector is pretty healthy right now in terms of, you know, production. But the junior sector is very subdued. There's no mania in the junior sector. Some are trading like gold was at 1,300. And that's what I like in terms of margin of safety, because let's say gold goes down to 1,300. I mean, if it would have a, you know, perfect correlation or whatever, or a typical 3x leverage correlation, I mean, what would the stuff that's already down at, you know, levels seen in 2016, would that go down to, I don't know, becoming free? I don't think so. So I love this environment right now. I have more names that I'm interested in than ever before, simply because of the risk-reward versus the price of gold.
Well, you know what? Fair enough, Eric. When juniors fade because of the fact that, again, they haven't had many catalysts come out. And one other thing I've been pointing to is the volume in the sector, because you look at GDX, GDXJ, and they are trading at the lowest volume they have in over 5 years right now. So it just shows that investors are shying a little bit away from this sector, but it's still, there's so many other distractions out there. Are you simply just looking at share price, though, when you're looking at where you're going to either put some new money or rotate some of your investments into? Because there are still some juniors that have held up relatively well. Some are only off 10%, let's say, while some others are off 50% from their recent highs. How do you distinguish between some stocks that have sold off even more than others when, quite frankly, all of them have not really released any significant news?
Well, that's the hardest part. I mean, there are stuff like, let's say, Line One, for example, which is down quite a bit. Nothing has really happened, but it's just been super boring. And the same goes for Irving Resources and a bunch of other names. I mean, it just has something happened to the story? If not, if it's down a lot, I like it. I mean, that, you know, gets my attention. But there are stocks that have held up pretty well. And I mean, like Newfound Gold recently, for example, and they put out a barn burning hole, and that hasn't gone down. It's close to the highs. But I mean, obviously the story has gotten better. So it's stuff like that. I'm looking at, okay, all else equal. I mean, if there's a fundamental reason for the stock to not go down, then it might, you know, still be a buying opportunity. But if there are stocks that has gone down a lot, and the only thing you can really, you know, explain it by would be, okay, assets are taking a long time. I mean, that's not a fundamental change to the company. That's just, you know, boredom, basically. So I'm trying to, if I can't see a fundamental reason why a stock is down like 30, 40% or whatever, then I get really interested, because okay, things are going to change, the assays will come out, and honestly, I mean, the longer these assays drag out, we're going to get even closer to the next field season in terms of juniors exploring in the north, etc. So the boring period should be even shorter with, you know, the dripping of assay results for perhaps months forward, and that's usually not the case. The boring period usually lasts longer. So to answer your question, I mean, it's really hard. It's just that, you know, I'm looking for value. I'm a value investor. So as soon as something goes down a lot on any day, I'm starting to, okay, maybe I have something that, you know, the story hasn't changed there either, but it's actually held up well or has gone high or whatever, and I might look to rotate some.
So Eric, share with us maybe a couple stocks, a couple companies that hopefully will have some catalysts out soon that you think are undervalued, that have sold off a bit too much.
Well, for example, I mean, Nova Resources, my darling, they came out with a news release today that they might be able to sort everything at Commonwealth and Purdy's Reward. Combine that with the fact that Newfound Gold looks to be onto something really big, and they own 15 million shares of Newfound Gold. So that's the one of those cases that I think the intrinsic value has just gone higher and gone higher and gone higher, and the share price has not gone higher yet. It's actually, you know, it's been dragged down recently in the sell-off. So that's one that the risk reward is just, you know, it just keeps increasing. And I mean, that has to do, obviously, with price being, you know, fixed or actually going down. So that's one I'm, you know, like more every day it goes down. Then there's Kuya Silver, which is a new favorite of mine. I'll be writing them up soon. Maybe the cheapest silver junior I've seen, at least that I see right now. They just acquired, they're going to acquire 100% of the Bethania mine. So that's, I mean, if you do some crude calculations in terms of cash flow and what junior silver producers usually trade for, and I mean, couple that with the fact that the capex for the mill might be around 10 million US and they only have the construction permit left, I think that has the potential to be one of the best growth stories, and I've been buying that since they listed from, I don't know, $1.45 per share and down to this level. I bought some more today, actually.
Hey, I've had Kuya on the show, and I've even gotten a little bit of feedback on Kuya after having them on the show, so I'm sure I'll be following up with the company when there's some more news. But in the meantime, Eric, yeah, hopefully this weakness for juniors ends soon, but it is presenting, I think, some very interesting buying opportunities for some of these stocks. So even I have been rotating some money into some of these, I think, lagging stocks that have sold off just a little bit too much. But hey, we'll see when we actually find a bottom here, and I think more importantly, get some clarity when it comes to the U.S. election and also what COVID is going to look like throughout the rest of winter in the Northern Hemisphere to see just how stable these markets will be. Eric, great chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time today. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Corey. And remember, some of these companies are sponsors and I own all of them. So always do your own due diligence and consider me biased.